Boundary setting. Setting boundaries can be difficult when we're having virtual sessions. A technique that can also be done in person to represent people's boundaries can be a simple drawing activity. Before you start the activity, make sure your client either knows what the word boundary means or that you have a word that's more age appropriate. For example, you may describe the boundary you set as the protector fence or your personal wall. Start by creating a screen share on Zoom and open up the whiteboard. Draw a line down the middle and explain that you'll each be drawing on your side of the paper. When you start the activity, initiate by drawing well within your boundary. Ask client age-appropriate questions about what they're drawing and have the focus be on the drawing itself. As you get closer to the boundary, your client may or may not notice. If they do, great, you can discuss it. If not, you may want to initiate by asking permission. Something like, is it okay for me to cross the boundary just a little bit? I need a bit of space to finish this grass. Talk to them about how permission is important when we're asking to cross someone's boundary, whether that be a physical boundary or not, and explain to them that it's okay to say no. Ask them about their own boundaries and how they feel when their boundaries are crossed.